Seeger and Ralph Rinsler both played major roles in the revival of folk music in America, not just by playing it, but also by producing festivals and discovering performers. They also understood that music could be used as a tool for social change.
There was a lot of conversations about, do you get the biggest stars on the planet, or do you get the most fiery activist.
Sabrina Lynn Motley is the director of the Smithsonian Folklife Festival.
We finally settled on, again, going back to this idea of legacy and values. And who were people who really spoke to both of their legacies about engaging community, about honoring traditional arts, about this idea of a citizen artist. And names started to emerge, local, some that are international, from our artists who are here from China and Kenya.
Performers included Pete's nephew, Tony Seeger, who took time to remember Ralph Rinsler and his contributions to the Smithsonian Folklife Festival.
And Ralph's job was to go around in the back country, back counties and small cities and towns, and find great performers of vernacular music.
The Smithsonian Folklife Festival strives to combine different musical traditions from around the world. As part of the concert honoring Pete Seeger, American banjo player Abigail Washburn was joined by the Di Mendong Folk Chorus, a group of Chinese folk singers in traditional dress.
We're going to go to Guizhou, China, to the mountains, with this next song that Pete Seeger often sung. And I was sitting watching these guys do their show the other day. They had a song called The Cuckoo. So I went and sang my song, The Cuckoo, for them while they were weaving the Appalachian song, The Cuckoo. And they said, oh, that's cool. And then we started singing it together, and we came up with this arrangement.
Also performing was Tony Trischka, who stopped by VOA before the concert to talk about Pete Seeger and play a few songs. Tony says the word that comes to mind when he thinks of his friend is optimism.
He just always felt like we can stop war, we can clean up the environment. He just had this energy about him that I've never seen in another person. He just always had this positive energy coming out. He would stand out on the street corner in Beacon, New York, on Saturday mornings for an hour with a peace sign. Just Pete, just standing there with a peace sign. And he would always say, do the smallest little thing.
You can see videos from the Smithsonian Folklife Festival at their website, festival.si.edu. Here's Tony Trischka, recorded live at VOA, playing Pete Seeger's arrangement of Irving Berlin's Blue Skies. I'm Catherine Cole. Thank you.